Life is precious.
生命非常可贵。
Because we human beings are created in the image and the likeness of God.
因为我们人类是按照神的形象所创造。
Human being is very different animals.
人是非常不同的。
And we carry the image of God on us.
因为我们身上有神的形象。
Not many of us know it and realize it.
可是我们很多人都不知道。
And so therefore, not many of us treasure lives.
所以我们中间很多人都不珍惜生命。
But there are times that we are awakened to this fact that life is precious.
但是我们常常被这生命是珍贵这件事情而软弱。
Therefore, some sickness may wake us up.
所以有时候生病会让我们软弱。
Or disasters in the nature may wake us up.
大自然的灾害会让我们软弱。
All those are the realities that we human being lives in.
这些都是生命中的现实。
But because we are not conscious of it all the time.
但是我们常常不能够感觉到。
Therefore, instead of taking treasure in our lives and how we live,
所以我们并没有珍惜我们的生命。
Oftentimes we squander our lives and how we live.
常常我们浪费生命，我们浪费生命在我们如何生活。
And it is true that we treasure lives as we see them dying.
当然，我们看到人们死亡的时候，我们会非常珍惜生命。
But God desires something deeper and greater for each one of us.
但是神为我们创造了不同甚至更伟大的目的。
And He has this glorious purpose on each of us that we may carry His image continuously.
他有这么伟大的目的，他希望我们每一个人都能够继续的带着他的形象。
And we know that there are tragedies happening all around us actually every day.
我们知道我们周围随时都有悲剧。
And right before the great earthquake had hit in Sichuan last week,
在上个礼拜就在大地震在四川发生之前，
My mother calling me from Shanghai told me that my cousin got a terminal cancer in her stomach.
我在上海的母亲打电话告诉我，我的表哥有末期的炎症。
And I say, Mother, let us pray for her.
我说妈妈，我们一起来祷告。
And I told my mother that let us preach the gospel to our cousin.
我跟母亲讲，我们一起向他传福音。
And because there is no cure for the disease.
因为没有办法治愈。
And therefore, my mother realized that this is the only thing she could do too.
我的母亲也了解到这是她唯一能做的事。
And who could have guessed that, you know, minutes later, the great earthquake strike?
谁能够想到几分钟后地震就来了？
Whether we realize it or not, tragedy happens all around us.
不管我们了不了解，随时随地都有悲剧在发生。
But the important thing is for us to know what is the purpose of God on each of us while we live.
但是我们重要的是要知道我们活着神的目的是什么。
I'm so thankful that little child is saved in her mother's protection.
我非常感谢神，这个小婴儿能够在他的妈妈保护下生存下来。
That is a great tragedy.
这是很大很大的悲剧。
But that is also the greatest love story.
但是最伟大爱的故事。
That child will grow up not knowing her mother in flesh.
虽然这小孩长大后没办法认识他的母亲肉身。
But you know that child will know what love is.
但是这小孩一定知道什么是爱。
That child will have the benefit to carry her mother's image in her heart.
但是这个小孩心中能够享受到继续存着他妈妈的形象。
She knows where she comes from.
他知道他是从哪来的。
She will know why she can live on.
他知道他为何能够继续生活。
Because her mother's love and her purpose for her is real.
因为他妈妈对他的爱是真实的。
That is far better than a lot of people live through life peacefully yet did not know what love is.
这比很多人平安过一生却不知道什么是爱好。
Oh, Christian, let us wake up to the fact.
基督徒们，让我们真的是。真的事实来觉醒。
That life is precious.
生命是可贵的。
And these days we are preaching the gospel in the church.
今天我们在 教会里传福音。
And we desire everyone to join in to preach the gospel in the church.
我希望大家一起来传福音。
And therefore, we title our message as Christian Devotion to the Gospel.
所以我们今天定题目为基督徒归福音为圣。
And last time we talked about the emphasis on preaching the gospel.
上一次的重点是传福音。
And because our Lord Jesus has commanded us three times in the book of Mark to preach the gospel.
因为基督在马可福音里头命令我们三次要传福音。
Obviously, that is God's purpose for each one of us.
当然这是神对我们每一个人的心意。
Who has the mind to preach the gospel?
谁有传福音的心意?
Unless Christ Jesus has commanded us.
除非是基督命令了我们。
Who cares about other people's life other than Christ who really sacrificed himself and died for every life?
谁在乎别人的生命除了基督他本身牺牲自己生命来救我们以外。
And if we are obedient children of the Lord, we receive God's command in our hearts.
如果我们是服从的小孩那我们就会接受神的心意。
We know life is precious, therefore it is rightful for me to preach the gospel.
我们知道生命是可贵，所以我们应该要传福音。
But then I'm afraid that many of us may hear the message and yet without fully comprehending it.
但是我还是很担心，很多人听到今天的讯息还是没办法完全了解。
Because I also am one of the Christians among us.
因为我也是我们中间的一个基督徒。
I think that some of us sometimes have believed that preaching the gospel is to do something.
我想我们中间有些人有时候会认为传福音只是去做某一件事。
And it's just like that we come into the meeting to listen to a message and that is something to do on Sunday.
就像我们礼拜天来这里听福音只是做了一件事。
But I would like to emphasize that the purpose of my message is to have us understanding what is Christian devotion to the gospel.
但是我今天我必须要强调我希望大家能够了解到底是什么是基督徒归福音为圣。
A devotion is far more than just to do something.
归什么东西为圣是比只是做一件事情
更重要。When two people are in love,
当两个人相爱的时候
the highest point of their love is that they will get married.
爱情的最高点就是结婚。
That is the time they determine to devote to each other.
结婚是当他们两个决定要把两个完全奉献给彼此的时候。
But before they have this firm commitment,
但是当他们有这个坚固契约之前
and they may bring each other flowers,
他们可能给彼此花朵
or sing some love songs,
唱爱情的歌
or give a little box of chocolate,
或者是给巧克力
needless to say, a lot of phone calls, a lot of text message,
不用说很多的短信还有电话。
There are a lot of things to do before it comes to the devotion and the commitment.
在承诺之前有很多事情去可以做。
And to preach the gospel is not one of the things to do.
但是传福音并不是一件去做的事。
We would like Christians to understand to preach the gospel is our devotion to Christ.
我们要知道传福音是我们对神的承诺对基督的承诺。
If we are devoted to Christ, we will preach the gospel.
如果我们归基督为圣那我们就会传福音。
But if we only preach the gospel, then sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't do it.
如果我们只是传福音我们有时候会这么做有时候就不会。
Last week, some of our children presented flowers to the mother because it was Mother's Day.
上个礼拜有些小孩子把花献给母亲因为这是母亲节。
Oh, what a lovely sight.
Oh, 真是可爱。
Many innocent children come and then hug the mom and bring a flower.
很多无邪的小孩抱他们的妈妈把花给他们。
It's beautiful to look at.
这看起来很舒服。
It's a celebration of our meeting.
这是一个庆祝。
But you know what? If some of the children actually don't love the mother.
但是你知道吗?如果有些小孩其实他不爱他的妈妈。
But because it's a thing to do.
因为这就是你要做的事一件母亲节要做的事
You know, a minute ago before the meeting he was yelling at the mother
聚会前一分钟小孩才对妈妈在吼叫
But because it was Mother's Day the thing to do and then he bring the flower
因为这是母亲节他必须做这件事所以他还是要献花
The meaningless is greatly discounted
这就没有什么意义了
the meaning is greatly discounted So we know what we're talking about To preach the gospel as a thing may or may not show your devotion.
如果你把传福音只是当作做一件事, 那可能就没办法显示出你的基督徒的归主为圣。
But let us do first thing first. Let us be committed to the Lord and be His devotion.
但是我们一件一件事情来, 让我们先向主承诺。
What is Christian devotion?
所以什么是基督徒的归主为圣?
Christian devotion is to separate myself from all the rest of entanglement.
基督徒归主为圣就是让我自己跟所有的缠绕分开。
And so that I may be completely dedicating myself to Christ's cause.
所以我自己能够完全的为了神而献奉献。
Now, does that mean that I don't go to school, I don't go to work, and I just preach the gospel?
这是指说我不工作也不去学校只是传福音吗?
Yes and no.
是也不是。
No is that don't quit school, don't quit work.
不是是指不要不去学校也不要把工作辞掉。
You can continue to go to school, continue to go to work.
你可以继续去学校去工作。
But you can also continue to be devoted to Christ.
同时你也可以继续归主为圣。
Because the evangelical field is for you is in your school at your work.
因为你在哪里，你在工作及学校都可以传福音。
What is full-time servants?
全时间的服事的人。
Full-time servant is that wherever you go, you are serving Christ.
不管你到哪里，你都可以服事神。
And we are all full-time servants, supposedly.
我们都是全职的传道人，应该是这样。
As long as we understand the preciousness of life.
只要我们知道生命的可贵。
If we had shed some tear during the earthquake or seeing the reports from the TV.
如果我们看到电视上有关地震的消息，我们有流眼泪的话。
Good for you.
很好。
Because you have a soft heart.
因为你有一颗柔软的心。
But I must tell you that all religions have this soft heart in them.
但我要告诉你，所有的宗教都有这颗柔软的心。
In fact, every one normal person who's seen tragedy like that will shed a tear.
甚至任何普通的人看到这些悲剧都会流泪。
Religion doesn't make you shed more tears.
宗教并不是让你多流一点眼泪。
And, you know, there are a lot of evil people in the world. When they see bad things happen, they cry also.
有很多很坏的人，他们看到坏事发生的时候，还是会流泪。
We better believe it.
我们最好要相信这件事。
So shedding tear doesn't say much, does it?
所以流眼泪并不代表什么，对不对？
But if we know that Christ takes treasure in that life and that opportunity is lost now.
但我们知道如果基督珍惜我们的生命，那个机会呢已经不再有了。
Then what is the right reaction?
但我们应该要做什么呢？
The right reaction is that, Lord, before that kind of thing happen again, help me to be devoted to you.
重要的是说，主啊，在这件悲剧发生之前，能够帮助我，能够确切的奉献给你。
Because not to talk about Sichuan or Myanmar.
很多人在讲四川还有缅甸。Great
earthquake may come to Los Angeles.
大地震很可能会到洛杉矶。And
just months ago, the report say 99% chance we will have a great earthquake within the next 30 years.
就在不久前才说，在未来30年有99%的机会会有大地震。
And if we truly believe that God's word is true,
如果我们真的相信神的话是真的。
And in the gospel book, the Lord has many times told us that there will be famines, earthquakes, and plagues.
在福音书里头，主好几次告诉我们，这里会有各种大灾难、饥荒、地震。
And we also looked into the word last time.
我们上一次也谈到这些事。
All these disasters, actually the original meaning of it is the birth pain.
这些灾祸最原本的意义是让你知道世界上的苦痛。
What is birth pain?
这些什么是地上的苦痛?
And how is it 生产之苦?
生产之苦。
How is it differs from disaster?
这跟生产之苦跟灾难有什么不同?
A birth pain can produce a child that comes with hope.
生产之苦可以产生一个小孩，小孩就是希望。
Disaster just brings you a lot of trouble.
灾难只是给你很多很多的麻烦。
And Christian must look at the truth, the words of God carefully.
基督徒必须要很仔细地看神的话。
If you only look into the things of the world,
如果你只是看世界上的事，
there is only tragedy and disaster.
只是有很多悲剧，很多灾难。
But if you understand God's foretelling us that these things will happen,
但是如果你知道神已经告诉我们这些事情会发生，
Then we know that these are birth pain as Christ spoke it.
那我们就知道这只是基督为我们预备的生产的痛苦。
What that means is that now it is something for us to do.
这就表示说我们现在就有事情可以做了。
You know, for some of us who understand what birth pain is,
我们之中有一些人有知道什么是生产之苦。
And my wife understood it in person.
我的太太知道。
And I understood it by sight.
我在旁边也可以感受。
And we have different understanding, isn't it?
我们有不同的理解。
But because I'm a father, I understood.
因为我是个父亲，我可以理解。
Because I love my wife, I understood.
因为我爱我的太太，我知道。
But that understanding is no comparison with my wife going through it herself.
但是这种明白理解跟我太太的理解是没有办法相比的。
You see, nobody can take that away from my wife.
因为没有人可以把这个从我太太身边拿开。
And the proof of it is looking at my big boy.
证据就是大家可以看看我的孩儿子。
And, you know, so for us, we know that we will go through tragedies of life.
所以对我们而言，我们知道人生是有各种不同的悲剧。
Perhaps sometimes in the future, we will go through earthquake, we will suffer loss, and some of us will die of terminal disease.
可能过不久以后，我们中间很多人都会经历过，都会经历到地震，甚至会生病。
The fact is, every one of us will pass away if the Lord tarries to return.
事实就是，我们每一个人都会消失。
So Christians are not to prevent this thing from happening or to look away when these things happen.
所以，我们基督徒不应该是不。
防止这些事情
不应该防没有办法防止这些事情发生，
或者是就是看，
或者就是
look away，
就是看到别的地方。
Yeah, we must know how to look at these things in a proper attitude.
我们知道该用如何用正确的态度来面对这些事情。
All these things will happen for the purpose, from God's perspective, a labor pain.
这些事情都是神。的目的中所发生的。
And if we are aware of it,
如果我们了解到，
then we will prepare ourselves to deliver babies at that time.
那我们就可以准备好，在这些痛苦发生的时候，我们就可以生产。
That takes a lot of preparation if you are to welcome new lives into your family.
当你准备新生命来到家里的时候，你要准备很多很多东西。
Is there a husband knowing that the wife is pregnant and not preparing for anything?
有没有一个丈夫知道太太怀孕却不做任何准备的？
Yes, but they are deadbeat dad.
是的有，但是这些人不好。
I hope that no one of us is like that.
我希望我们中间没有人这个样子。
If you know that your family is expecting a new life to come in,
如果你知道你家里在期待一个新的生命，
maybe you are the father,
或许你是父亲，
or the brother, the sister,
或者是弟兄或者是姐妹，
or even uncle or aunt,
或者是叔叔，
you know, the entire family is preparing to receive the new life.
全家人都在等待新的生命。
And that is what Christians are called to do.
这就是我们基督徒应该做的事。
You know, the word Christians has twofold meaning.
基督徒这个字有两个意义。
One means individual person.
一个是指你个人。
But if you look at the Bible carefully,
但是你如果仔细读圣经，
There are times, but seldom refers to Christian as one person.
很少，但大部分时间都是指群，很少时间是专指基督徒的个人。
But a collective person, the Christian as a whole.
但是是指整体的基督徒。
Christians, we are actually bound together in Christ.
我们全体的基督徒是在神面前在一起的。
We are united in Christ as one.
我们联合在基督前就像一个。
And therefore, our attitude must be correctly in Christ as one.
所以我们的态度在神面前就必须要像一个一样。
There will be many disasters, many tragedy happens around us.
会有很多的灾难悲剧在我们周围发生。
It will continue to happen.
会一直继续发生。
But what are we to do?
我们要怎么办呢？
Are we like those deadbeat dad?
要我们要像那些不负责的爸爸一样吗？
Oh, this is too much suffering.
啊，这太多的痛苦。
Shed a few tears and then walk away.
啊，流一点眼泪，然后就跑走了。
Or roll up our sleeve. Let me try to prepare the best for the baby to come.
或把袖子卷起来，就是为了这个小孩子做准备。
So if we are preparing ourselves,
所以我们如果自己做好准备
，in a proper manner,
在用适当的态度
，then we know when these things happen, we will not ask why this, why that.
我们准备好，当这些事情发生的时候，我们就不会再问啊、哦，为什么会这样，为什么会那样。
But before all these happen, we would ask, what are we to do?
但在这些事情发生之前，我们就会说我们要做什么。
And if you ask the Lord, what are we to do?
如果你问主，我们要做什么？
Then the Lord can direct the whole entire Christian body to do the things that He desires us to do.
那基督就能够把我们全体的基督徒去做他想要我们做的事。
And the Lord continue to work in our midst.
基督继续在我们中间工作。
His work did not stop upon the cross for the salvation.
他的救恩并没有在十架上就停止。
Salvation continue to work through the Holy Spirit in our daily lives.
救恩继续在借由圣灵在我们每日生活中行动。
As long as we are not the kind of people that out of sight and then out of mind.
只要我们不是看不到心中也想不到的人。
Because oftentimes, you know, this Sichuan great earthquake will pass.
因为常常这些地震很快的就会。
I really challenge all of us that if after 1 month and we still shed tears for the people in Sichuan.
我跟你挑战，一个月之后，你是不是还会为了四川流眼泪？
And I can most assuredly say, if you continue to shed tears for them, then perhaps the Lord is sending you over to Sichuan to preach the gospel.
我可以跟你讲，如果一个月后你还在为他们流眼泪，或许主是要把你送到四川去救他们。
But if you are only shedding tears because you heard some touching story,
如果你只是听到一些感人的故事而流眼泪，
then the moment you don't hear it anymore, you don't remember it anymore, it's none of your business.
那当你看不到也听不到的时候，就跟我无关了。
We Christian cannot preach the gospel individually like that.
我们基督徒不能够这样个人单打独斗的传福音。
That is not Christian devotion.
那不是基督徒的归主为圣。
Christian devotion is understanding that we have received the common commission from the Lord.
基督徒的归主为圣是我们必须要认知，我们一起共同的接受了基督的托付。
And yes, sometimes we will forget.
当然有些时候我们会忘记。
But the Lord will not let us to forget.
但是主不会让我们忘记。
Let us turn to our Bible.
我们翻到我们的圣经。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章。
The reason why we forget as human being.
有时候我们人类为什么会忘记？
Sometimes it's not because of our intention.
有时候我们不是故意的。
Sometimes it's not because of our pre-planning mood.
有时候不是计划好的。
But it just happened.
就是这么发生了。
Why it just happened?
为什么会就是这样发生呢？
Because not any of us have endurance.
因为不是我们每一个人都能够忍耐。
The fact of the matter is that we many times have idea to certain thing, to do certain thing.
因为我们有时候已经有主意，我们要怎么做。
But before the things get done, we already lose steam.
但是当这些事情完成的时候，我们已经失去我们的方向了。
And so therefore, we just don't do it anymore.
所以我们就不做了。
And that is called slipping and sliding.
那是靠睡中滑落。
Christ Jesus knows about our nature.
基督耶稣知道我们的人性。
And we even desire to do good, but we can't.
我们想要做好的，但是我们没有办法。
And we do the opposite, as the Bible says it.
圣经上说，我们甚至会做相反的事。
It's not that we don't like to help other people, but we don't find it in us the strength to do it continuously.
不是我们不喜欢帮助人，只是我们自己的生命中没有办法。
So we see from the book of Mark that Christ has commanded his disciples 3 times to preach the gospel.
所以我们在马可福音中看到基督要求他的门徒三次去传福音。
So, but then the disciples are not just doing much right after that.
但门徒听完以后并没有马上传。
And in fact, they don't even know why Christ has told them to preach the gospel when he's killed on the cross.
甚至他们无法了解基督为什么要他们去传福音，他自己已经在十架上被杀死了。
And when Christ is removed from the earth, then they're just so hopeless themselves.
当基督离开世界的时候，他们觉得非常的绝望。
And so they just dispersed.
他们就四散而逃。
The disciples used to have a center as Christ being the center.
这些门徒他们过去他们可以有基督成为他们的中心。
But when Christ is crucified, then they dispersed.
但当基督被钉十字架的时候，他们就跑走了。
You see, the disciples were quite powerful people when Christ was living.
你们可以看到门徒是非常有能力的人，当基督活着的时候。
They did what Christ did.
他们几乎做的跟基督一样的事。
They healed many sick as well and cast out demons as well.
他们可以治疗病人，也可以赶鬼。
But when Christ is taken away from the cross,
但是当基督被从十字架上拿走的时候，
They also scattered about.
他们也就四散了。
And they thought that was it.
他们认为，哦，就这样子了。
Our king has died.
我们的国王已经死了。
And our work is done.
我们的工作已经结束了。
There's no more purpose left for us.
再做也没有意义了。
So everybody went back to do their own thing.
所以每个人就回去做他们以前做的
事。Christ knows them better than they know themselves.
基督非常了解他们，比他们自己还了解自己。
So Christ has to reveal himself to these disciples in every place.
所以基督必须在门徒面前再次展现。
And told them all to go back to Jerusalem and wait.
告诉他们再回去耶路撒冷，而且要等待。
And here is what they are waiting for.
这里是他们在等待什么？
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传一章八节。
I will read it once and my brother will read it in Chinese.
我将读一遍，然后翻译会讲中文。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
当圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Here the key is that we will receive power.
这里的重点是我们会得到能力。
Why?
为什么?
Because Christ knows that we don't have the power ourselves.
因为基督知道我们自己没有这个能力。
Is it not true that we many times try to preach the gospel, but on our own strength?
这难道不是真的吗?我们常常要靠我们自己的力量来传福音。
And yes, we may preach the gospel here and there, but we eventually stopped.
是的,我们可以这里或那里传福音,但我们最终还是没办法。
Christ is commissioning his body to be his witnesses.
基督托付他的整个身体来做他的证人。
Every one of us are to receive this power from on high.
我们每一个人都会从上面得到这个能力。
Because only the Holy Spirit can enable us to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the world.
因为只有圣灵能够让我们在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极传福音。
There is a lot of work that Christ wants us to do for him.
基督希望我们能为他做很多工作。
More accurately said, is there is a lot of work Christ wants to do in us.
更正确的说，有很多工作，基督希望在我们身上来做。
Christ wants us to share His glory.
基督希望我们分享他的荣耀。
Christ wants to share His power with us.
基督希望分享他的能力。
Christ has a lot of love wants to fill us so that we may share with other people.
基督有很多的爱想要充满我们，所以我们可以跟别人分享。
Provided we will receive the Holy Spirit from Him.
但是我们必须要得到。
So what is the body of Christ to do?
所以基督的身体是要做什么？
The body of Christ must gather together to receive this Holy Spirit from Him together.
所以基督的身体必须合在一起，一起从得到圣灵。
The Christ that was crucified is taken away from the people on earth.
被钉十字架的基督 已经被从人类生活中拿走。
Instead, the Holy Spirit is to bring back Christ and no longer dwell on the outside, but in each one of our hearts.
圣灵会把基督带回来，不是在外头，而是在我们心里。
So that we are to preach the gospel as our Christian devotion.
所以我们传福音就是我们对基督的，归基督为圣。
So that we are to preach the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们借由圣灵的能力来传福音。
Because the Holy Spirit comes to glorify Jesus.
因为圣灵来到是为了荣耀基督。
If we do not want, to forget about preaching the gospel.
如果我们不想要忘记如何传福音。
If we have tried and find out that we sooner or later have no power to preach the gospel.
如果我们已经尝试过，我们发现，很快的我们就没有力量来传福音。
Then we must come together as a body to receive this gospel.Power for the collective person.
那我们必须在一起，要一起得到这个能力。
And I believe some of us who really love the Lord has been praying about it, and they also have the power of the Holy Spirit on them.
我相信中间很多人爱神，而且他们身上也有圣灵的神能力。
But even that,
那即使如此
we find out that this person has a power of the Holy Spirit, and then he tries so much to preach the gospel by himself.
我们发现，这个人他很有圣灵的能力，然后他传福音想要靠自己。
But because there is no support from the rest of the members.
但因为没有从肢体得到力量。
And eventually,
最后
he just stopped also.
他也没有办法持续。
It is something very serious for the church.
这对教会而言是非常严肃的。
If we want the Christ to be reigning in us and to be lifting up,All of us.
如果我们希望基督在我们中间，在所有的人中间。
That desire for the Holy Spirit cannot stop at a few person.
所以这些对圣灵的要求并不能够只有成为少数几个人的负担。
All Christians must realize that it's not he loves the Lord, it's we love the Lord.
所有的基督徒都要知道，并不是某几个人爱耶稣，是我们。都爱耶稣。
And when we see the power of the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples,
当我们看到圣灵降下来在门徒中间
then we find out that everybody is preaching the gospel.
我们发现每一个人都在传福音。
And every single one, some preach the gospel in Jerusalem,
有些人在耶路撒冷传福音。
Some really preach the gospel in the ends of the world.
很多人在地极传福音。
The whole body is one.
所有的身体就是一个。
And you say, wow, this is very fancy preaching.
我们说，这是非常非常非常。
I did not know that I'm one with all my brothers and sisters around.
我只是我的弟兄姊妹中间的一个。
But I must tell you that actually it's not fancy at all.
我可以告诉你，这没什么稀奇的。
The fact is every church preached it.
最重要是每一个教会都在传。
But not everyone receives it in the same way.
但是不是每一个人都得到同样领受。
So I want us to realize it that, yes, as long as it is called Christian,
我希望大家能够了解，只要还称为基督徒，
as long as we are called a church,
只要我们还是被称为一个教会，
the message remains the same.
这些讯息都是一样。
Without the cross, there is no salvation to proclaim.
没有十架就没有救恩。
And without the Holy Spirit, there is no power to preach about the cross.
没有圣灵就没有力量。
And so we must treasure the continuous workings of the Lord in all Christians.
所以我们必须很珍惜神在我们身上不止境的工作。
Now, in fact, all churches talk about four aspects of Christian living.
所有的教会都讲基督徒生活的四个表现。
And to make the long story short, these are called the faith.
长话短说，这就是信仰
，the way，
这道
，the gospel，
福音
，and the testimony，
见证。
These four aspects of church, living is what Christ wants us all to do.
这四个基督徒生命表现是基督希望我们做的。
And they are the four aspects of whatever can be found with life.
这是生命中你。就只能够发现到这四个表现。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has given us four gospel books.
我们感谢主给我们四本福音书。
And we see Christ in actions in four different manners.
我们看到基督用四种不同的方式来行动。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John emphasizes Christ in four different manners.
马太、马可、路加还有约翰福音用四种不同的方式来展现主。
The four complete works and beings of Christ speaks of our full salvation.
各种四种不同的方式来表达了救完全的救恩。
But we think the most is that the Lord has given us the book of Acts.
但我们还是最感谢主给了我们《使徒行传》。
Because in the book of Acts, we see all these four things materialize on Christians.
因为在《使徒行传》中，我们看到这四种表现在基督徒身上实现。
What is Christian lives?
什么是基督徒的生活
？Christian lives 生命。
生命
Christian lives is but one collective life.
基督徒的生命就是一个生命。
And they have four terms to explain this life.
有四种不同的表达方式。
They are called the faith.
他们是信仰。
The way.
这道。
The gospel.
福音。
And the testimony.
见证。
Let us not emphasize one and ignore the other.
我们不要特别强调哪一个而忽视另
外一个。But for the purpose of our message today.
但是为了我们今天讲到的需要。
We want to focus on why the gospel must be collective.Effort.
我想要强调为什么传福音是群体一起的工作。
The gospel must be collectively preached because this is Christ's commission for us.
福音必须大家要一起来传，因为这是基督的给我们的托付。
How we preach is the next thing that we must talk about.
该如何传是我们下次要讲的。
Now.
该如何传是我们现在要讲的。
Yeah.And it is important for us to grasp why and how we must preach this gospel together.
这对我们而言很重要，我们要了解为何要一起传。
And you know, all Christians preach the gospel.
你知道所有的基督徒都传福音。
It's just a matter of how diligent we are.
只是看我们有多勤劳。
And you know, if a church is a normal church,
如果是个正常的教会,
then you will find out that they will continuously preaching the gospel.
你们会发现他们一直在传福音。
And we hope our church to be a normal church.
我希望我们的教会是个正常的教会。
But we want us to do more than just the acts.
但我希望我们能够不是只是这么做。
We want us all to be consolidated as one body in one action.
我们希望我们都合而为一，一起做。
Because this is what we learn from the Bible.
因为这是圣经上教我们。
Because that is the strength that Christ once promised to his body.
因为这是基督答应给我们的能力。
And if we believe in God's word is true,
如果我们相信神的话是真的。
We know that one day we will give accounts to what the Lord has given us.
我们知道有一天我们就会得到神所答应给我们。
There is no excuse for someone to say, oh, I have faith in the Lord.
这样是没有理由。有时候你说我对主有信心。
As long as I believe the Lord in my heart, I'm okay.
只要我相信主在我心中、哦、我就好了。
I say good for you. You are 25% pass.
那我说、哦、诶这样可以可是你只有25。
Because, you know, you have faith, but then the Lord wants you to be on the way.
因为你只有 25%, 可是主还希望你有这个道。
And to preach the gospel.
传福音。
And to be his testimony.
做他的见证人。
You say, what are these?
这些是什么呢?
Why are you so complicated?
你为什么要搞这么复杂?
Well, I'm not complicated.
不是我搞得很复杂。
Because someone did ask the same question. You know, gospel book, four gospel book, they are all the same.
因为很多人真的说过,诶,所有的福音书都一样。
Why bother reading four different gospel books about the same Jesus?
为什么要读四本不同的福音书,同样的基督?
I say read them carefully, you will know that the Lord is telling us different things.
我会告诉你好好仔细的读你就会知道神要你知道不一样的东西。
So, let us, even if you are 100% faithful in the Lord with your faith,
所以你即使是对基督100%的信心,
I'm saying that you only 25% pass.
那你只是通过了 25%。
Is there any school that will pass the students with 25%?
你能不能够及格呢?只有 25%。
Our school of Christ,It's far more superior than any school you can find on earth.
基督的学校是比世上任何的学校都好。
Christ, the school of Christ is very gracious.
基督的学校是非常的恩典。
But my estimate is that we all should pass 100%.
但我的认为我们每个人还是要100%才能够过关。
Because we are created in the image and the likeness of God.
因为我们是造神的形象而创造。
Okay, so Christ is very precious in us.
所以基督在我们身上非常的宝贵。
But how do we stay focused on Christ and preach His gospel?
所以我们该如何专注在神身上而且传福音？
And there are three aspects I want us to pay attention to today.
有三点我希望你今天特别注意。
First one is the motives of our preaching the gospel.
第一件是我们传福音的动机。
What is our motives in preaching the gospel?
我们的动机是什么？
And the second thing is to have a clear understanding with the mind of Christ of what the gospel is.
第二件是明明白白了解神的心意，什么是福音。
And the third part is how to pray in perseverance for the gospel's sake.
第三件事是不止境的祷告，为了福音。
Because in order for us to move as one body of Christ, we have to figure out our motive very clearly.
因为当我们要传福音，我们必须要了解我们的动机。
And then to know, to understand the gospel very clearly.
明明白白了解福音。
And to pray with perseverance.
不止境的祷告。
It is not an action here, doing there.
这不是说哦，这里做做，那里做做。
But it is the collective body that is receiving the commission from the Lord.
是合而为一的身体，一起得到基督的托付。
So let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
我们的腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verses 15 through 18.
腓立比书第一章15到18节。
It is a very precious a few verses for us.
这是非常宝贵的经节。
And I hope we see the clear motive for the church to preach the gospel from here.
我们希望我们能够看到教会传福音正确的动机。
And again, I will read a verse and my brother in Chinese.
我们会有中文翻译。
Some, to be sure, are preaching Christ even from envy and strife, but some also from good will.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。
Oh, we didn't know that, did we?
哦，我们并不知道这样，对不对？
You preach the gospel, some will preach it from envy and strife.
我们并不了解啊，有人传福音是为了嫉妒和纷争。
But there are others who preach in good will.
但是还是有人从好意。
Verse 16, the latter do it out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the gospel.
第十六节，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辩明福音而设立的。
The former, my imprisonment.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我困锁的苦痛。
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth.Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice.
一章第十八节，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论如何，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
From here we see the confession of an apostle of Christ.
在这里我们看到使徒的告白。
He is very clear on the motives of preaching the gospel.
他非常了解传福音的动机。
He is trying to speak the words to the church so that the church can be corrected in the motives of preaching the gospel.
他很注意的把话语给教会，所以教会能够有正确传福音的动机。
Why do we preach the gospel?
我们为什么传福音？
What is the purpose?
目的是什么？
The purpose is one that is to proclaim Christ.
目的就是为了宣告基督。
There is no second reason for preaching the gospel.
没有第二个原因。
Now, if we are not to proclaim Christ,
如果我们不是宣告基督,
out of goodwill,
用好意,
out of love,
为了爱,
out of pure motive,
纯洁的动机,
then I must say that we may be in danger to fallen into preaching the gospel out of strife or envy.
那我们就很可能就会进入这种危机中，就是为了嫉妒纷争而传福音。
You know, when we preach the gospel, sometimes we delegate.
当我们传福音的时候，我们有时候代表。
Okay, we will have, you know, this person preach the gospel, this person to be the witness.
我们有时候会说，哦，这个人传福音，那个人做见证。
You know, it is very difficult to steer away from our competitiveness nature.
有时候很难把我们人性中的竞争的本性除去。
And sometimes we will listen, that person, he doesn't preach that well.
有时候说，啊，这个人传福音没传那么好。
That person, he has nothing in his testimony.
哦, 这个人的见证没什么。
You know, when we are in that kind of mode, the danger may come.
当我们如果像这个样的时候,
because division will happen when you start thinking like that.
因为纷争就会发生, 你如果这样想的话, 纷争就会发生。
The fact is that all of us are learning.
重点是我们每一个人都还在学习。
When my brother does not find enough wisdom to explain the gospel,
当我的弟兄没有办法找到传福音的智慧,
if you have the wisdom,
如果你有这个智慧,
help him.
帮他,
if my brother is just explaining the gospel wrong,
如果我们的弟兄传福音传错了,
well, first of all, we hope that brother will be corrected.
当然我们第一件事我们希望他会被指正。
Sometimes it is difficult for us to take criticism.
我们有时候很难接受别人的批评。
But you know, all communication has to be two-way street.
但是所有的沟通都必须要彼此。
We are not here trying to shift blame on one person on not the other.
我们不是在彼此互相指头批评。
But if we understand our one motive is to proclaim Christ,
但我们了解我们只有一个动机就是去宣告基督。
Then let us all learn together.
那我们就一起学习。
Sometimes we have some wonderful blessings from the Lord.
有时候我们有很大的祝福从主。
Let us rejoice together at that time.
我们一起来分享。
Sometimes we do fail together as a group.
有时候我们全体一起失败。
Let us learn from our mistakes and correct them.
我们从我们的失败学到教训，而且更正。
Of course, ministers like us, we have more opportunity to preach.
当然，像我们这样的传道人有。
And I don't think that everyone is gifted to preach. My personal feeling is that not everyone should take turn in preaching. But I don't resist anybody preach when someone is preaching.
但我从来也不阻挡抗拒任何人传福音。
If it is everyone sees it as well, then this brother should preach. I agree.
如果每一个人都认为这个弟兄应该传福音, 那我也同意。
But if you would ask me first, I may have my opinion. But that's only one of the many opinions.
如果你先问我, 我可能会有不同意见, 但这只是一个意见。
I hope we can be correcting each other.
我希望我们能够彼此互相的更正。
There is no one way of doing things as we think of it.
并不是只有一种方法做，照我们想法一种方法做事。
Christ is to be proclaimed.
基督要被宣告。
Some preach Christ out of envy and strife.
有些人为了基督纷争传福音。
And some preach it out of goodwill and love.
有些人因为好意和爱而传福音。
Let us maintain this pure motive in the Holy Spirit.
让我们在圣灵里维持这个纯洁的动机。
If there is anything we disagree on the outside,
如果在外头我们有什么不同的想法,
come back to the Lord, He will teach us.
回到主的身上, 祂会来教导我们。
Give yourself a chance to learn from the Holy Spirit.
给我们自己一个跟圣灵学习的机会。
Because Christ is building us up as one body to preach His gospel.
因为基督是建立我们成为一个肢体来传福音。
And I must say that not everyone's words is equally weighted.
我必须要说, 并不是每一个人的话语都是一样的有能力。
And so especially those who haven't prayed about it, I hope that you will learn to listen first before you speak.
尤其是那些没有先祷告的人, 我希望你能够先听再说。
But I would encourage those who have been praying about it to be firm in your sharing.
但我希望那些如果你已经祷告过的, 你要在你的分享中非常的坚持。
See, the purpose is to proclaim Christ.
记得这个目的是宣告基督。
Not me proclaiming Christ.
不是我宣告基督。
Or my method in proclaiming Christ.
不是别人宣告基督。
And Paul is really a wonderful apostle.
啊, 保罗真的是个很好的使徒。
He said, as long as Christ is proclaimed, I rejoice.
他说, 哦, 只要基督被宣告,
that is the right motive, that's the right attitude.
这是正确的动机,
now let us learn the Great Commission from the Lord. Matthew 28.
我们在马太福音28章学到这个伟大的托付。
Now, first I must explain the word knowing is different from the word understanding.
我必须先解释知道一件事跟明明白白了解一件事的不同。
Now, in the Bible, the word know has two explanations.
在圣经里知道有两种不同的解释。
And, the original meaning of the word know is that you have personally experienced it. That's called knowing.
第一个知道是说我你本身有经验你过这件事情的知道。
So therefore, the Bible in the Old Testament said Adam knew his wife, and therefore she conceived.
所以旧约里说亚当知道他的太太，所以他怀孕。
So Abraham knew Sarah, and she conceived.
所以亚伯拉罕知道撒拉。
So that is a very intimate knowing, isn't it?
那是非常亲密的认识。
Now, but most of us don't use the word know in that way.
但是我们一般用知道，我们并不是指这样。
Especially when you try to teach a child these days, they will say, "Oh, I know it."
或许你们要，尤其是今日你们要教小孩的时候，他们常常说啊，我已经知道了。
As the children today are smarter than the children in my generation.
今天的小孩还在像妈妈，在我的这个世代。
They have a lot of questions, but they don't like to listen that much.
他们有很多的问题，但是他们从不听你的话。
Because they already have the opinions.
因为他们已经有定见了。
The bottom line is that they respect certain people's opinion more than your opinion.
归根究底就是他们更注重别人的意见。
Especially if we are the people who talk down to them a lot.
尤其是我们常常批评他们的人。
So sometimes even they say we know it, but they don't want to listen to us.
有时候他们虽然说他们知道，但是他们并不想听你的话。
But a professor who doesn't care about us, actually.
但是有时候教授他并不，其实他根本不在乎你。
If we don't do well, they give us a D.
如果你做得不好，他就给你一个很低。
As opposed to our parents, if we don't do well, he still cook us a nice meal.
不像父母一样，我们就算不听话，他还是为我们煮很好吃的晚饭。
But who do we listen to more?
所以我们要听谁的呢？
And that is the generation of today.
这就是今日的写照。
We listen to people with authority on the outside.
我们听在外表有权威的人的话。
Therefore, our knowledge is shallow today.
所以我们的认知就非常非常的狭窄。
Therefore, our knowledge is impersonal.
所以我们的认知就是不好的。
But understanding is different.
但是理解明白是不一样。
Understanding, as we know it today, is not only I know this fact.
明白理解，除了我知道这件事情以外。
But this fact is influencing how I live.
但是呢，这件事会影响我生活的方式。
That is the understanding.
这就是明白的了解。
Okay, we all know that we need to preach the gospel.
我们都知道我们要传福音。
But that doesn't mean we will preach the gospel.
但这并不表示我们会传福音。
Until the mind of Christ dwell in us.
直到基督的心意在我们心中。
Because Christ knows the heart of God.
因为基督知道神的心意。
And his mind only has one purpose, and that is to declare God's glory.
他的心意只有一个目的，就是要宣导神的救恩。
So let us read this passage with the understanding of the mind of Christ.
所以我们大家一起来读，用基督的心意。
Matthew 28:18-20.
马太福音28:18-20.
And because we have different versions, you can follow me in English or follow my brother in Chinese. And Jesus come up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has given to me in heaven and on earth.
基督近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Go therefore.
所以你们要去。
And make disciples of all the nations,
使万民做我的门徒,
baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
And lo, I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Even to the end of the age. So we see that from here, there is a stump of a tree.
所以我们知道这里有一棵树一样。
And the stump is growing out four branches.
这长了四个不同的枝节。
And what is that stump? What is the authority of the four branches?
这四个枝节中的权威是什么？分支中的权威。
And we know that the stump of the tree is that all authority whether in heaven or on earth has been given to me.
当我们知道这个树干中所有天上地下权柄都已经给我了。
And Christ has made that declaration himself.
所以基督让这个成为他自己的装饰。
Not our professor.
不是我们的教授。
Not our parents.
不是我们的父母。
Who has the final say?
谁能够最后做决定？
Christ has the final say.
基督可以最后。
He alone is giving the command.
他这里给你一个命令。
Because he has all authority,
因为他有所有的权柄。
Therefore, there are four aspects of our living that must be adjusted.
所以我们生活中有四个方面我们必须要改变。
And first is that we must now grasp the purpose of the gospel.
所以第一点就是我们必须要知道福音的目的。
What is the purpose of the gospel?
福音的目的是什么？
To proclaim Christ.
宣告基督。
What is the meaning of proclaiming Christ?
宣告基督的目的是什么？
And that is to make disciples of all the nations.
我们要全世界各族成为他的门徒。
And to preach the gospel is to make disciples of all the nations.
传福音就是为了世界各族都能够成为基督门徒。
When Christ is proclaimed and when he is lifted up,
当基督被宣告而且被提升的时候，
then everyone will gather around him.
所有的人就会聚在他旁边。
And everyone will be willingly to be his disciples.
所有的人就会心甘情愿成为他的门徒。
Because to be the disciples of Christ is not to suffer loss.
因为成为基督的门徒并不是一种损失。
To be the disciples of Christ is to receive the shortest way to receive the full blessings of Christ.
因为成为基督的门徒是最简单的路。
For Christ will teach us on to walk on the right way.
因为基督会告诉我们如何在正确的路上走。
And then the next thing about preaching the gospel,
第二件传福音,
is that the gospel is actually talking about a union with God.
福音是讲在神中的连结。
So we want to preach the gospel to reconcile sinners in union with God.
所以我们希望跟罪人传福音使罪人能够跟神连结。
Because without someone preaching the gospel to me, I'm still far away from God and I'm carrying my own sins in my own misery.
如果没有人跟我传福音，我还是远离神，身上带着罪。
But someone comes and to teach me about Christ.
所以有人来告诉我基督。
To tell me the way to return back to God.
告诉我如何回到神的身边。
So I repent.
所以我反悔。
I turn 180 degrees around.
我180度转变。
What do I do?
我要做什么?
And I get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
所以在父子圣灵中受浸。
So that I have this perfect union with God now.
所以我跟神之间有这个完美的连结。
How my son can proclaim his father's glory.
这个儿子是该如何能够宣告他父亲的荣耀?
When my son is doing well.
当我的儿子做得很好的时候。
When my son is following my wisdom.
当我的儿子能够遵从我的智慧。
We are like that.
我们也是这样。
God is far better than that.
神比这些都好。
If we are one with God,
如果我们是有神的人。
Isn't that the gospel?
这不就是福音吗？
And then the next thing is the commission, the things that we must do.
下面一件事就是托付，我们必须要做的事。
And the Lord is telling us to teach the people to observe all that He commands us.
所以主告诉我们，教是我们要教导那些所有的人。
Now, if we are not doing what all that the Lord commanding us,
如果我们不是做这些神命令我们做的事，
then what are we doing?
我们在做什么？
We can only teach other people to do the things we say, but not the things we are.
我们只能够教别人去做我们嘴巴上说的事，但没办法教他们我们是什么。
The Pharisees, the scribes do that.
这个法利赛人就是这样。
法利赛人跟文士都是这样子。But hopefully we ourselves are obedient to Christ's command.
希望我们自己能够顺服神的命令。
If we have learned it,
如果我们学到了，
then we'll teach other people all that the Christ has commanded us.
我们也可能够如此告诉别人，也是就叫神教导我们。
See, my emphasis is still the same thing.
所以我的强调的还是一样的事。
Bringing a flower to your wife because you love her, and that is Valentine's Day, is one thing.
送给你的太太花在情人节，这是一件事。
But But if you love her every day, you may not bring a flower, you still love her every day.
但是如果你真的爱她，就算你不拿花，你还是爱她。
In order to preach the gospel in a consistent manner of Christian devotion,
想要持续的传福音。
And we must begin to do it ourselves and learn to obey the Lord in all that He commanded us.
我们必须要从我们自己开始，而且照他教我们的方式去做。
If all of us is submitting to Christ, then that submission itself is preaching the gospel.
如果我们所有的人都把自己交给神，那我们所有的顺服的本身就是传福音。
If Christians look at us and say we are divided,
如果人家看我们说我们是分散的，
then they will say.God is not in their midst.
人家会说，哦，神没有在他们中间。
If believers walk in and say we are divided,
如果信的人告诉你说，哦，我们之间是分歧的。
And then they will say there's no different from where I come from.
哦，这跟我从哪里来并没有一样。
You know, it is very important for us to have Christian devotion in Christ.
这我们是非常重要，我们要在基督面前有以基督为圣。
Don't look lightly upon it.
我们要。
不要轻看这些事。
不要轻看这些事。
And we must seriously take that the Lord is building us up as His body.
我们必须要很认真地看待神建立我们成为他的身体。
And again, the Lord is not asking us to do the things impossible.
主并不是要我们做不可能的事。
The Lord gave us the assurance.
他给我们一个确据。
He said, I am with you always.
他说我一直跟你在一起。
So how do we know we have obeyed the Lord?
所以我们如何知道我们顺服了主
？You will know when you obey the Lord.
你会知道当你真的顺服了主。
Because the Lord's presence will be with you.
因为主会跟你在一起。
If you disobey the Lord, you will know it too.
如果你不顺从主，你也会知道。
So let us pray that before disaster strike.
所以我们一起祷告，当在这些灾难来临之前。
Before anybody have any tragedy happening.
当每个人当我们在任何人。在生有不幸发生之前
，We know how to devote ourselves to the cause of Christ.
我们知道我们如何能够把我们自己奉入给为了基督而奉献。
So we know it is important to have the right motive in the body of Christ.
所以我们知道这非常重要，你必须有正确的动机。
It is important to have the right understanding of the body of Christ.
这是非常重要，我们必须要明明白白的了解基督的身体。
How do we find persistence and endurance in preaching the gospel?
我们该如何能够持续不停的祷告呢？
No other way but pray.
没有别的方法，你只好一直祷告。
Individually, we have been praying.
我们个人，我们虽然有祷告。
But we hope for the whole church to pray about.
我们希望全教会一起。
If all of us are praying for this understanding,
如果我们所有的人为这个明白了解而祷告。
For the Lord to purify us in our motive in preaching the gospel.
为了神能够接近我们传福音的动机。
Then the Lord can do great things in our midst.
主就能够做伟大的事在我们身
上。Why do we preach the gospel?
我们为什么要传福音?
It's not for numbers to increase.
并不是为了增加人数。
Why do we preach the gospel?
我们为什么传福音?
It's not so that we have more people that we can build up together.
并不是为了更多的人，所以我们可以一起建造。
They are all secondary.
这些都是次要的。
The spiritual reality of preaching the gospel is our devotion.
属灵的实际。传福音的属灵实际是我们归主为圣。
If we see that God cannot bless us unless we are one,
我们如果能够真正的看到神不能够祝福我们，除非我们是合而为一。
Then we pray.
我们祷告。
Then we preach the gospel.
我们传福音。
Then we learn along this dangerous way.
那我们就能够从此来前进。
Let us not look at preaching the gospel let us not look at disasters as disasters.
我们不要再看灾难仅仅是灾难。
But disaster is actually labor pain for his church.
这个灾难其实是 只是生产的灾难为了教会。
Labor pain has hope.
这个生产的灾难有希望。
And disaster is just wasting life.
灾难只是浪费生命。
And there are a lot of people go into the disaster area to rescue lives.
很多人到灾区去救人。
We cannot go so far away to do so.
我们没办法去那么远。
But one thing we can do.
我们可以做一件事。
We can salvage souls in around us.
我们可以救我们周围灵魂。
What is more important, our body or our soul?
哪一个更重要，我们的灵魂还是我们的身体？
If a body lives a wasteful life anyway,
如果一个肉体过着一个浪费的生活，
then he's already living in death.
他已经是在死亡中。
But if we can save a few souls,
如果我们可以救一些灵魂，
that is God's heart for all of us.
这就是神的心意。
The mother who wants to save her baby.
这个妈妈要救她的小孩。
He is willing to sacrifice her own life.
她愿意牺牲她自己的生命。
And may we find it in our hearts, the mind of Christ.
希望我们的心中能够有基督的心意。
That we also are willing to go out to save a few souls.
希望我们也愿意到外头来拯救灵魂。
Lest they will miss a very tragic death.
除了这些非常悲伤、悲惨的死亡。
Why we have today?
我们今天有什么？
Let us not ignore such a great salvation.
我们不要忽视这个救恩。
Let us sing the hymn again, 234.
我们一起唱234首。
And we will sing...